Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. In Huron County, in a strategic legal maneuver playing out in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom, Stephen Scott Mihalik faced a cascade of charges, culminating in a comprehensive plea agreement designed to streamline his legal future. Mihalik entered no contest pleas to misdemeanor charges of domestic violence and absconding on bond, a move his defense attorney cited as a shield against potential civil liability. In exchange, prosecutors agreed to drop two other related cases, clearing the docket of lesser offenses. But the legal drama didn't stop there. Mihalik also confronted a felony charge of absconding and/or forfeiting bond. As part of the broader resolution, he waived his right to a preliminary examination, opting instead to plead no contest to an attempted version of the felony. This agreement came with a crucial concession from the prosecution, no habitual offender action, and a guarantee that any sentence for this felony would run concurrently with a separate circuit court matter. The court, acknowledging the defendant's existing legal commitments, coordinated sentencing for the misdemeanors for May 11th at 1 p.m., bypassing a probation referral. Meanwhile, the felony case was immediately bound over to the circuit court for arraignment. It's a complex legal dance, consolidating multiple fates into a single decisive day for Mihalik. In other Huron County news, a dramatic scene unfolded Monday evening around 10:43 p.m. at 8325 Lehalla Drive in Port Austin, where a structure fire erupted and quickly intensified, leaving the building fully engulfed in flames. Emergency crews from Port Hope, Kindy, and Port Austin fire departments responded to the blaze as thick smoke and towering flames consumed the structure, drawing attention from nearby residents. Firefighters worked swiftly to contain the fire and prevent it from spreading to surrounding properties. At this time, details about the cause of the fire and whether there were any injuries have not been confirmed. And when we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with our local and regional news.
Spring is here, and it's the perfect time to refresh your internet with M3 Wireless. As days get longer and life gets busier, you need a connection that keeps up. Enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds for streaming, gaming, working from home, and staying connected to what matters most. Whether you're catching up on your favorite shows, video chatting with friends, or running a busy household, M3 Wireless delivers a smooth, reliable experience without buffering or slowdowns. Their network is built for multiple devices, giving you the speed and stability you can count on every day. Proudly serving homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on all season long.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on to Bay City, a quiet early Sunday morning was shattered by gunfire on Bay City's east side, leaving bullet holes in homes and vehicles and a 22-year-old Saginaw man behind bars. Police officers on patrol heard multiple gunshots ring out around 12:34 a.m. near 21st Street. When they arrived, they discovered a chaotic scene. At least two houses and two vehicles had been struck by gunfire during what was reportedly a house party. Investigators believe the violence began when shots were fired from a passing vehicle toward a residence. In response, people attending the party allegedly fired back, unintentionally hitting nearby homes and cars in the process. Despite the alarming exchange, Authorities confirmed that no injuries were reported. Officers later executed a search warrant at the scene, recovering several shell casings as evidence. The investigation quickly expanded with assistance from multiple agencies, including the Bay County Sheriff's Office, Hampton Township Public Safety Department, Essexville Public Safety, and Michigan State Police. Police have since arrested a 22-year-old man from Saginaw in connection with the incident. His name has not been released. Authorities continue to investigate and are asking anyone with information to come forward. Tips can be shared with the Bay City Department of Public Safety at 989-892-8571. Again, 989-892-8571. Or anonymously through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL. That's 1-800-422-JAIL. As the investigation unfolds, residents are left grappling with a troubling reminder of how quickly a night of celebration can turn dangerous. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A net news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.